from the ArmeniaProud.com studios.
Genatsit Hayed.
This is A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. A comprehensive look at the Armenian culture. Only on the Lineup Media Group Podcast Network.
Genatsit, Genatsit Hayed, Pailusinch, Besseg. It's March 4th. Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm good today, Jono. How are you?
Not bad. Not bad at all. Hey, Chris, you know what, man? I got a couple of emails that were unbelievably the same type of email. It was like a video email of Armenians holding up a cup of shot of vodka or whatever they're doing, and they're saying Genatsit. And I tell you what, my friends, that was so cool. That was so cool. We enjoyed it so much that we thought of something. We got an idea that we're going to put this on our site, Toast to Armenia. And if we can, let's look into maybe armeniaprod.com. Maybe
it'll be everywhere.
Out, okay,
be
beautiful.
Everywhere.
Beautiful. And what we want to do is have you guys just shoot a little 5, 6, 10 second video, kind of like that water bucket type of thing.
Yeah, the ice bucket challenge.
Ice bucket challenge. If you guys hold up a little cup of whatever, it doesn't have to be even liquor, and just take a shot of it and say Genatsit Hayed, that would be so cool. And on top of that, every video we get out there, every video that comes to us like that, we're gonna donate $1. To the Armenian orphanage, and this is all in details right now, but that's what the GM told us to pull off, and I think that's great.
Yeah, no, it's awesome because it helps us spread the word about our show, and mainly we get to help a great charity.
And that's great, and you guys will have fun too. Everyone will just take a little shot of whatever and have it on video and send it, and we'll spread it around. How's that sound?
I love it.
You'll love it, and we love it, and I tell you what, my friends, not to go any longer with this, but let's get our guest. Hey, Chris, our big guest for the week is from Four Buddies and Bride, Diana Malenko. How are you, Diana?
Hi, I'm fine.
You're great. You're
it's good
great.
To have you.
Yep, great to be on our show. Welcome to Armenia Proud. And you just celebrated your birthday. That was February 27th?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
From our group here. Hey, Diana, you're coming off a movie called Four Buddies and a Bride. That was last year. And it's pretty nice rating by the IMDb, 8 out of 10 stars. Tell us a little bit about it.
A small world on top story for Kino, as mentioned. IMDb at website working on there. Shot love rating there and there. Uzumek khosak masin et kinoi masin.
Շատ ուրախ եմ նախ, որ այդ կազմակերպությունը ռեյտինգները բավականին բարձր էր գրանցել այդ ֆիլմի համար. Եթե լինեմ անկեղծ, մի քանի տարի առաջ ֆիլմ դիտելու մշակույթը մեզ մոտ այդքան էլ չկար Հայաստանում, բայց ֆիլմ արտադրությունը զարգացավ, սկսեցին տարեկան նկարահանվել մինիմում 4-ից 5 ֆիլմ, և մարդիկ էլ ավելի հետաքրքրվածություն ցուցաբերեցին դեպի ֆիլմերը և ֆիլմերի դիտումը, մասնավորապես հայկական արտադրության. Եվ
She's saying how she's really, really happy to have worked on that film. And in the past 4 or 5 years, the film industry in Armenia in general has really reached such a broad audience and has gotten more attention. It's really, really a nice thing. And she was really, really happy to be working on that particular film.
By the way, folks, I just want to say how rude of me not to introduce our translator. And that's Ani from our show here. Thank you so much for doing this, Ani. We're calling Armenia, and this is great. So, the movie's been out. Has this hit the international scene, too?
Հասմա, որ ուրիշ երկրները ես կինո լավ գիտեն և նայում են։
Հարցը։
Հարցը, որ international, it's best for շատ հայկա, տարբեր, like Argentina, America, Canada, Francia, ամեն տեղը նայեր են ես ֆիլմը։
Հա, հասկացա։ իրականում, եթե լինեմ անկեղծ, ֆիլմը հիմնականում նախատեսված էր հայկական շուկայի եւ ռուսական շուկայի համար, որովհետեւ հիմնականում Ռուսաստանն է հետաքրքրություն ցուցաբերում, բայց իհարկե չենք մոռանում նաեւ մեր Ամերիկա բնակ հայությանը, ովքեր ֆիլմը երբ օնլայն արդեն հայտնվեց, շատ մեծ թափով սկսեցին դիտել այդ ֆիլմը, եւ ես մեկնաբանություններից եւ ինձ Facebook-ով ուղված նամակներից հասկացա, որ եւ Ամերիկայի եւ աշխարհի տարբեր ծայրերից հայերը այդ ֆիլմը դիտել են եւ հավանել են, ասեմ, որ նրանք շատ են սիրում մեր հայ դերասաններին եւ ամեն ֆիլմում, որը հայտնվում է, նրանք այսպես մեծ անհամբերությամբ սպասում են ու դիտում են ու հիմնականում լավ կոմենտներ են անում կարոտած մի տեսակ։
Yeah, she's saying how it actually has gotten so much international attention. First of all, the market is obviously huge in Armenia, and Russia is actually a huge consumer of Armenian media. And then after that, after the online release, they quickly learned how popular the film became, you know, due to media outlets like Facebook and all kinds of other outlets. So they're really, really happy to have reached that far, like on the globe, basically.
Right, right.
With this film, yeah.
You know what, though? There is a couple actors in there that are so funny. I think we love these guys. I forgot their names, but they're like one's well, they both work together, and I seen the one in the background in the trailer there, and I'm telling you right now, there's some big time funny Armenians in this movie. I think we should all check it out here.
Ասմավոր ամեն մեկը որ կինոյի մեջ շատ ցաղալի են, շատ եւ շատ հաջողի եւ երկու տղա որ իրենց հետ միշտ trailer-ի մեջ կինոյի մեջ.
They do a comedy skit together. There's two of them, yeah.
Comedy since Bon Capats.
Nishon?
Ha, Gardzes. Yeah,
he's a taller guy, and they just always have a nice comedy skit. They bring up a joke, like for 15 minutes, they do a little video. It's hilarious, and I seen that he was part of this movie as well.
Ha, uraxa vor eski noy mecha vor tev lav kite vor shat haytni comedy.
Խոսքը Մկոյի մասին է, Մկրտիչ Արզումանյանը, ով հիմնականում հայտնի դարձավ այն ժամանակ, երբ հեռուստատեսությունն էր թոփ տեղ զբաղեցնում հասարակության մեջ, իրենց կարգին հաղորդում Հայկոն եւ Մկոն էին, այստեղ ֆիլմում միայն Մկրտիչ Արզումանյանն է, եթե լինեմ անկեղծ, նրան Հայաստանում շատ են սիրում եւ ամենա թոփ սելեբրիթիներից մեկն է ինքը, ու ինքը հիմնականում հանդես է գալիս կատակերգական ժանրերում, բայց դրանով հանդես լինելով շատ տարբեր կերպարների մեջ։ Մկոյին էստեղել են շատ սիրում եւ ինչպես նկատել եմ Հայաստանի Հանրապետության տարածքից սահմաններից դուրսել են շատ սիրում։ Իսկ կապված կատակերգությունների հետ ասեմ, որ մոդա դարձավ կատակերգությունը վերջին մոտ 5 տարիների ընթացքում։ Մինչ այդ հայերը ավելի շատ ողբերգական էսպիսի ֆիլմեր էին սիրում, բայց երբ սկսեցին հաճախակի նկարահանվել հենց կատակերգություններ, մենք ովքեր գտնվում են ներսում կինոյի, կարելի ասել, այլ ավելի մեծ թափով սկսեցին գալ կինոսրահներ դիտելու այդ ֆիլմը, ինչի համար ես ուրախ եմ, որտեղ այդ ողբերգական մի տեսակ հոգին հայերի մեջից կարծես դուրս է գալիս։
Yeah, so she's saying how a lot of the actors, them in particular, they were already pretty famous in Armenia.
Right.
And but once they started really introducing comedy, they really mastered this style and kind of helped pioneer Armenian, modern Armenian comedy, which has really taken their fame to like whole next level here right. and the rest of the world. And now Armenian comedy is just kind of on top. Speaking of like Armenian media and films and such, the comedy is really at the top.
It's taken off. It's taken off. So before the movie, Diana, Four Buddies and the Bride, what were you? When did you start in this acting role? When did all this pick up for you?
Asma, kinoits araj yep es kser as masnaket.
Espes asem nach իմ մասնագիտությունը որպես այդպեսին, ես սովորում եմ Թատերական ինստիտուտում, բայց արվեստի կառավարում սոցիալ-մշակութային գործունեություն բաժնում, բայց հենց առաջին կուրսից ես սկսեցի նախև առաջ խաղալ թատրոնում։ Եվ դերասանական արվեստը հիմնականում ընկալում եւ ընդունում էի թատրոնի շրջանակում, չէի պատկերացնում, թե իսկական դերասանական արվեստը ինչպես կարելի է վերարտադրել ֆիլմում։ Սակայն առաջինը առաջարկ ստացա Մհեր Մկրչյանից նկարահանվելու իր ֆիլմում, որը դեռևս դուրս չի եկել, բայց ամենաառաջինը այդտեղ եմ նկարահանվել եւ Մհերի հետ աշխատանքը այնպիսի մի, ինչ ասեմ, դպրոց ինձ տվեց, որ ես սկսեցի դերասանական արվեստը հասկանալ նաեւ կինոյում։ Այդ դրանից հետո արդեն Հյուսիս Հարավ ֆիլմում նկարահանվեցի եւ կարծես ուղիս բացվեց դեպի ֆիլմ, հիմա ինձ բավականին լավ եմ զգում ֆիլմերում եւ եւս մեկ առաջարկ ունեմ այս տարի։
Շատ լավ։ So basically it was part of her study and most of it was regarding theater. And it was kind of an interesting transition from theater to movies and film and media type. So it was the right training and it was kind of trying and having the right people around to bring her to this. And I don't know if you all know this, also she is a host, a news anchor actually for our
news.
Wow,
I did not know that.
Every night, yeah, she walked in here straight fresh out of work and she told me that they start early in the morning preparing and then they end around this time before she met us today, which is 11 at night in Armenia. And she looks fantastic. And yeah, and she obviously speaks very, very proper Armenian in order for her to, you know, carry out the news. Love has gone to Mescha.
No.
Yeah.
So does she work with that green screen with the weather and all that?
A green screen that unek at the head of it for a kananch.
Kananch phone, huh?
Yeah, they work with the green screen. But
that is so confusing. Yeah,
it's mostly news coverage. Երևանի նյուզ
հաղորդումը հիմնականում երեկոյան Երևանն է կոչվում եւ Երևանում կարևորում ենք Երևանում կատարվող իրադարձությունները, բայց նաեւ անդրադառնում ենք ամբողջ աշխարհի թոփին իրադարձություններին, նաեւ վերջերս երկու ամիս է կապ ենք հաստատում Միացյալ Նահանգների դեպ, կամուրջ ենք ստեղծել, այնտեղ Փան Արմենյանի մեր գործընկերների հետ մենք ուղիղ եթերում խոսում ենք եւ նորություններով ենք փոխանակում։
We're really tight with Pan Armenian News as well, and they cover not only local news of Armenia but from around the world as well.
All right. Okay. All right. Now, what's the last name Malenko? What's the background on that one? I'm sure my listeners want to know, so I'm throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Espes asem nakh bolore mtatsumen vor Malenkon da im kegtsanumn e. Pseudonym, բայց իրական դա իմ իսկական ազգանունն է.
It's a real last name. Everyone thinks it's
Yev im papik-ը հայրական կողմից ուկրաինացի է եղել, ով հայրենական պատերազմի ժամանակ հայտնվել է այստեղ, վիրավորվել է եւ հայտնվել է Հայաստանում, ու այդպես մեր ճյուղը շարունակվել է արդեն Հայաստան,
հա?
Չէ, ինքը ուկրաինացի է։
Her grandfather is Ukrainian.
Yeah.
Grandfather or dad?
Yeah,
she's a proud Armenian.
Yeah,
she feels very Armenian.
That's cool.
But her grandfather is from
Ukrainian.
Ukrainian. So that's where her last name comes from. Yeah.
Because I'm thinking about trying to change Chris's last name. Lake to Lakeyan.
Exactly.
Պապիկս էլ է կապույտ աչքեր ունեցել, բայց մայրիկս էլ լինելով հայուհի կրկին կապույտ աչքերով է, դրա համար չեմ կարող ասել ում գենն եմ առանգել։
She has blue eyes on both sides of her family.
Trust me. Yeah, I've seen her pictures. She's gorgeous and she seems like she's very very comfortable with taking a picture. I know a lot of gals, and you know who you are out there listening, they'd take 15 selfies and they try to get that one picture. And I think with her, it's like one picture and she's done. She looks great.
Ասում եմ, որ քննականներ շատ սիրուն են եւ շատ հեշտ է նկարվում։ Բայց գիտեմ, որ շատ աղջիկներ կա, որ հարուստ սելֆի վերցնում են, բայց մի հատ լավ կանի, բայց գիտեմ, որ քո համար Առաջի սելֆի լավը կեն։
Գպավ է, մեկ հատ մգպավ է։
It was really hard to finish.
I think she picked it up anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So is there anything new besides the that movie that you did and your newscasting? Are you pursuing anything out there right now in Armenia or Russia or anywhere else?
Նորություններից ապրիլին կրկին մեկ ֆիլմ ունեմ գեղարվեստական, որտեղ պետք է նկարահանվեմ։ Հենց այսօր սկսել եմ իմ նոր հաղորդումը TV-ով, որը իրենից ներկայացնում է զինվորները ուղարկում են իրենց ողջույնը, իրենց խոսքը վիդեո տարբերակով, եւ կամ ու ինչ մյուզիկ վիդեո ուզում են։
Okay.
Եվ մենք դա հեռարձակում ենք եթերով, մի խոսքով շատ հետաքրքիր է դա։ Ֆիլմը կրկին ռեժիսորը Մհեր Մկրչյանն է, եւ առաջկամ եւս երկու հաղորդման ինչ որ մտքեր կան, բայց դրանց մասին դեռ չեմ կարող խոսել, քանի որ հաստատված չեն։
So there is a movie in works starting actually now for April, and there's a music video also. And the Kinoa Akapatzin Bornerin. So they're really just starting it, the production right now, so she can't really give too many details. But the music video has to do with soldiers. So it should be very interesting. But, you know, it's the secrets of production. You're just going to see it when it comes out.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, where are they shooting that? In Armenia or Artsakh or anything like that?
Yeah, it's in Armenia.
Այդ պրոյեկտները Հայաստանում են, իսկ մյուս երկուսը, որոնց մասին դեռ չեմ խոսում, հիմնականում Հայաստանի Հանրապետության սահմաններից դուրս են լինելու.
Oh, some of them are going to be beyond Armenia's borders, so that's going to be interesting. But she can't really talk about it right now.
Okay. I mean,
so she
is she going to be like one of those green berets and passing the borders and doing videos and stuff? That's great.
Yeah,
it's okay. All right. And hey, I got to ask this too. What is she like? Diana, do you like blonde hair or brunette? I see so many pictures of you. Either way, which one we lean towards?
Բացի շեք վարսերը եւ սև վարսերը, ասեմ, որ տարբեր գույների վարսեր եմ ունեցել, ուղղակի հիշվել են մարդկանց հատ այդ երկուսը։ Ես երևի թե ինձ ավելի լավ եմ զգում սև վարսերով, քանի որ դրանք իմ բնական վարսերն են։
Natural hair win.
Yeah, natural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she has fun with colors too.
If I had hair, I would go with the brown one. So, but I don't have hair, so. Yeah. But if I had hair, I would go with
the
Chris would go with the blonde look.
Yep.
Chris would have the blonde look.
Go with the blonde look. I've been there actually.
Have you really? You've had blonde hair?
Well, highlighted blonde
really?
Hair.
Really? Yeah, you look like Billy Idol.
It's a horrible decision.
Oh. Wow, wow.
Just have puka shells with that blonde hair.
Yeah. Diana, how is... okay, I'm going to be visiting Armenia. I know I'm going to be with a lot of friends and so forth. I seen one of your pics, and you said nightlife or night food in Armenia. Have you seen a lot of... younger people now hanging out at nightclubs and so forth? Has it changed since last time I was here? And probably was like 2006 or something like that.
It seemed
like it was lively, but seems like it's more picked up with the younger people now. Is there anything behind that?
Նախ ասեմ, որ Հայաստանում շատ է փոխվել nightlife կոչված այն ժամանակ, երբ որ Հայաստանում ասում էին nightlife, բոլորը վատն էին պատկերացնում, իսկ հիմա երիտասարդության մեծ մասը հիմնականում փաբերում է, փաբային կուլտուրան, մշակույթը իդեպ վերջին 2-3 տարիներին բում այսպես գրանցեց, ինչպես նաև գիշերային կյանքը, եւ մարդկանց մտածելակերպը փոխվել է, որովհետեւ այո, շատ հաճախ հիմա երիտասարդները գնում են դրսում սովորելու, ուղղակի գնում են ճանապարհորդելու, եւ այդ ամենը չարթ նորմալ են ընկալում եւ իրենք եւ ծնողները, քանի որ ընդհանուր մշակույթն է փոխվել։ Եվ հիմա, եթե այս տարի գաք Հայաստան, վստահ եմ, ել ավելի ակտիվ, ել ավելի drive-ով երիտասարդություն կգտնեք Հայաստանում։
Yeah, she says how before it wasn't really that popular to go out, and it had kind of a bad reputation, the nightlife. But now in the past 2-3 years, it's just like, as she said, like, boom, like, you're going to see a lot of activity at night with young people. And it's a lot of fun, and it's changed a lot, especially because, you know, people that are younger are traveling by themselves now. They're working, they're going to school, doing this and that. So kind of it's more relaxed, it is more lenient type of lifestyle.
Ի վերջո ինտերնետը համացանցը շատ մեծ այսպես առաջընթաց գրանցեց, որովհետև մարդիկ այս սահմաններից դուրս էլ տեսան կյանք ու փորձեցին բերել այստեղ։ Ես ինքս էլ շատ ակտիվ եմ nightlife կոչվածում, այսինքն երեկան աշխատանքից հետո հիմնականում հնարավոր է իջնենք pub խմելու, չգիտեմ, խաղալու ինչ որ խաղեր, եւ զգում եմ, որ այդ ակտիվությունը գնալով զարգանում է, ինչի համար ուրախ եմ, որ այն ժամանակ երիտասարդները կարծես այսպես ծերեր լինեին, իսկ հիմա երիտասարդությունը իրոք որ սկսա։
Nice.
Yeah. Like before it was a little more closed, and now that people have traveled and a lot more travelers have come here, it's definitely shifted the nightlife, and she's pretty active. Like she'll go out you know, with friends and coworkers, and they'll get a drink at the pub or like play games, and it's a lot of fun.
That's beautiful. Has the driving changed? Because I'm telling you what, I was scared to hop in the car of my father-in-law, and he made like his own lanes on the road, and he scared the hell out of me. And every time I'd look at him, he'd say, "Vochinch, Vochinch." And I'm telling you, he could have killed like 2-3 people every time he drove the car. Has that changed at all? Has the roads... I don't know. What I'm saying is there were like 3 lanes and my pop would convert another lane out there. Has that changed at all? Has the driving, are they a little bit safer now? Well, that this is all a joke, by the way.
Հայաստանում շատ է փոխվել այս քշելու
պատմությունը։ Հայաստանում սուտ կասեմ, եթե ասեմ երթևեկությունը փոխվել է, որովհետև հիմա էլ նույն ձև են իրականում վարում, ես ինքս վարորդ եմ եւ փորձում եմ բոլոր կանոններին հետևել, բայց քանի որ դիմացինս եւ կողքի մեքենաները չեն հետևում, դու ստիպված ես լինում նաեւ հարմարվել իրենց, թե չէ վթար տեղի կունենա։ Ուղղակի պետք է, ինչպես հայերի մոտ ասվում է, քթի ծակ ունենաս քշելուց, դա տիպիկ հայկական արտահայտություն է, եւ ամեն ինչ իրականում նորմալ կլինի։ Համենայն դեպս Վրաստանում ավելի վատ է, քան մեզ մոտ։
She's saying she would lie to you to tell you that if it changed so much.
Yeah, I didn't think that would change.
Yeah, but it's gotten better. I mean, she's a driver herself, so she drove here and she tries to abide by the rules, but it's challenging when you have, you know, this guy on the left and this guy in front of you driving all crazy.
I know. I think, Ani, we could sell a bumper sticker there that calls Vochinch. Just called Vochinch. Anything you do there is Vochinch.
It's true. Yeah. There's a lot worse in Georgia. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, it's been great having you on the show, Diane. Whenever this new project or something comes around, you got to let us know and you got to fill us in on it. We'd love to have you back on our show.
Ասումա շատ հաջելի է, որ մեր հետ խոսացիր այսօր, եւ շատ կուզի, որ նորություն է, որ նոր դուրս եկա, որ ու արկես, որ իրոք շատ լավ սիրով գնայեն։
Ինձ էլ շատ հաջելի է, որ ուրիշ թարգիտ հիմա ինձ կլսի, որովհետեւ իրականում, քանի որ վատ անգլերեն գիտեմ, չեմ կարողանում
այդ
կապ հաստատել, ձեր միջոցով այդ կապը ստացվեց, շնորհակալ եմ նաև ձեզ և հետաքրքիր հարցերի համար, քանի որ հիմնական նույն հարցերն են տալիս, բայց այս անգամ իրոք որ հետաքրքիր էր և ուրիշ հարցեր էին պատրաստված, հույս ունեմ, որ մի օր կտեսնվենք ռեալ կյանքում, իսկ ինչ նորություն ունենամ, սիրով կուղարկեմ և կապ կհաստատեմ ձեզ հետ, եւս մեկ անգամ շատ շնորհակալ եմ։
Yeah, she says that she's really, really happy to be here and to reach a different type of target audience, which is always fantastic. And she's very pleased the types of questions because she feels like usually everyone asks her all the same kind of questions all the time, but this time it was really different, a lot of fun for her. And she'd love to send you new projects. And
Where else would she find a question like, does she prefer blonde hair or brunette hair? You would not find that anywhere.
No, հարսում եմ, որ շատ էլ չեն հարսում բլոնդ կամ դեղին կամ
մազերի
հարց
կամ չեն
տալու. No one asked that.
Folks, you can find Diana also on the social media. She's on Facebook. She's on Instagram. You can find her YouTube videos as well. And you know what? We can't wait to have you back on, Diana. And, you know, good luck with everything. And keep us in mind. Whenever something pops up, you got to let us know, and we'll promote it. We'll get it going.
And it'll be nice for us to all meet one day when you get here.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Thank you for encouraging us. Yeah.
We'll have the nightlife, and you guys just keep me away from my father-in-law's car.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks a lot, and we'll see you, and thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Hey friends, it's Nick Drago here. I'm the host of the Nick of Time podcast. That's the show where we indulge conspiracy theories, underreported news, media manipulation, political assassinations, government propaganda, false flags. We discuss the Illuminati and the military-industrial complex, UFOs, aliens, mind control. We throw away the official story here and re-examine things from a different perspective. Nick of Time is also the place where we take an open-minded look at all things paranormal and cult-related. So if you like ghost stories and stories about bizarre cults and strange religions, check us out. It's a big, crazy world out there. Log on to nickoftimepodcast.com, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram. If you have a comment, question, or suggestion, again, nickoftimepodcast.com.
Let's get it on with Big John McCarthy and Sean Wheelock.
Here comes the venom directed at CM Punk.
I don't understand how all these people are worried about CM Punk. There's fighters coming out saying, oh, he's not a fighter, he'll never fight, and stuff like that. Hey, you look at the situation, and if you're Phil, CM Punk, and you have an age of almost 38 years old before you even had your first fight, do you want to go in there and go in there damaged?
To find out more, go to letsgetitonpodcast.com or find us on iTunes and Stitcher. Let's Get It On with Big John McCarthy and Sean Wheelock, only on the Lineup Media Group.
Hey folks, we're back from our little break here, and we've got Ani. Ani, you were just translating, and yes. Now we get to interview you.
It was great.
Wasn't she great? She's so fun.
So much fun. Actually, she's got a lot of energy. I mean, she worked like a 14-hour day and was like singing along songs in the cafe and just like was just full of energy.
Was she pretty fun?
So much fun.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Cool.
I can't believe she was 21. I mean,
really?
Really? She's been on TV since she's been 14 years old,
wow.
So that's pretty impressive. Yeah.
Wow, that is great. And that was a hell of an interview, and it seemed like a real kickback interview, so she had fun. That's great.
Absolutely. Yeah, like she said, the questions were really delightful for her, different than what she's used to.
That's what we're all about.
That's what it's about.
That's what it's all about.
Totally.
Hey, Ani, now on a serious note, we want to feel good about ourselves and all the Energy Healing Armenia that's on our site, guys. You can find her at Energy Healing Armenia. What do you got for us?
Well, you brought up a really good point. And I know a lot of people go through this pretty regularly of not being able to sleep normally or on time.
I got a hold of her and I said, I'm having a hard time sleeping.
And you know, a lot of people ask me about that as well. And there's a lot of different causes. Excuse me, I have to clear my throat because kind of experiencing some sinus. Spring, it's spring now. So I'm having a little bit of sinus, but it's fine.
You need to use some good energy to get rid of it.
Yes, yes. Luckily, energy I have, and even if I'm like feeling down, you know, I just stay calm. I breathe it out. But in terms of sleeping on time, there's a few different things that cause, and I want to talk about artificial lighting and how it has really affected us, especially in the past decade with all this new technology. So if you think about when we're born into this world, the first thing that we see is artificial lighting, right?
And, yes, I never knew that.
Yeah, yeah, and we're around it so much, and we're technically supposed to, you know, be aligned with the phases of the sun in terms of the amount of light and the tone of light we're supposed to get throughout the day. So basically in the morning, you're supposed to experience kind of a bluish light. You know how it's a kind of gray blue outside before the sun fully rises.
And right.
During the day is like strong lighting. And then at night you get softer tones. But unfortunately,
real mellow tones. Yeah,
totally. And they studies show like cold lighting, like you have in like lecture rooms and universities, allows you to focus more. So different tones and colors of light have an effect on your energy level, which is good for studying and such. But sometimes like we study at night when it's not technically supposed to be the time we're experiencing that light. So,
and you know, it's that whole myth that, you know what, I won't be bothering. I won't get bothered by anyone. I'll be in the dark with my light on me and I'll study. And yeah. I guess that's not really good.
It's not that great. We're really supposed to have a full night of sleep in the dark, and we're supposed to really wake up with the sun, or yeah, maybe a little bit before the sun. But yeah, it's taken effect. It's tricked our bodies into thinking, you know, all kinds of things. When your body's supposed to, when it gets darker, your body tells you, okay, you're going to get ready to sleep soon. But now with this technology, especially with these smartphones, laptops, mm-hmm, working around the clock, it's really affected the way that we sleep, our appetite levels, everything. And so I just want people to be really conscious about the lighting that's around them. And some of them do have mercury in the bulbs, depending on what kind of bulb it is. So some of them do emit kind of not that great energy, and fluorescent lighting, I don't know anyone who really likes those anyway. No.
Right. Yeah. Right. And you also mentioned to me when you messaged me back and forth on this, you mentioned about the caffeine, stay away from that at night, and then eating late night, I guess that's not good for you either.
But yeah, because, when you're sleeping, your body's supposed to be completely sleeping and rejuvenating your cells. It's not supposed to be digesting. And when it's digesting, it's burning energy, and that's keeping you up.
Burning energy.
We're all burning energy. Yeah, it's like, who was it? Halle Berry, since she was 16, doesn't eat after 5:30 every day. So, yeah. I mean, she looks fantastic, so it must be working out.
Yeah, that's what my wife's done. She's locked everything after 6 p.m. at my house.
Breaks the padlocks out.
Yeah.
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 And, so, you know, like we were talking about certain teas, like there's a misconception about tea having less caffeine than coffee. It's not true. Sometimes like gunpowder green tea and some jasmine teas have just as much caffeine as coffee, if not more. So if it's herbal, it's cool. You just have to find out like what you're doing. And chamomile, it's tricky. Chamomile is like a flower that's dried, and it's really, really, really good if you want to sleep. It really helps you knock out. But the trick is to try to fall asleep when in that small window of time it makes you sleepy, because when that time passes and you're still up, then it's like it's over.
Yeah. You're up. And yeah. I think stress has a lot to do with not sleeping. Absolutely. As well. I mean, you're constantly thinking about something. And my two cents on this one, folks, it's not going to help just laying there in the dark trying to think of what to do about what. Get yourself some rest and battle whatever you're going to the next day. fresh. And why think about this all night and then the next morning you're not going to have enough strength to take on whatever you thought about? So that's something to think about as well.
That's a great point. I really like how you worded that, because even reading can help, because you're focusing on something else other than the stress, you know. And if you're tired and you're reading, you usually end up falling asleep, nice.
You're right. Or listening to some audiobooks.
Totally. And then you're getting to play out their dreams. Yeah.
That's right. All right. Okay. Well,
Lavender oil is a really helpful sleep aid.
Yeah, you mentioned this. I wasn't too sure about this. Chris, listen to this one.
Yeah, no, and I actually, I'm gonna say before you even say it, I'm a fan of essential oils, and we use them in our house.
Well,
and
you're gonna be a big fan of this.
So let's hear it.
Then.
I'm ready for it.
Ani, tell them.
Yeah. Well, lavender oil, it's not just an antiseptic, and of course it smells lovely. But it's really, really relaxing, the smell. So if you put droplets on your pillow, it wouldn't affect your skin in a negative way. If anything, it's good for your skin. And the smell, like, it helps you relax and sleep, and it's really nice. A lot of massage therapists use it to relax their patients. So it's a really nice one.
I dropped a whole bottle on my pillow. I'm kidding. Anyway, what do you got going this weekend?
It's so funny. I feel like every time we talk, I'm going somewhere the next day.
You have been. You've been to Northern Armenia. You guys, you and Sarkis, man, you guys are always just, no, we're not going to stay home. And that is so cool about you, too. I enjoy it, just hearing them taking off like a couple hippies.
Like to live vicariously through you guys.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, no excuses. Like, places have Wi-Fi if I need to work. So I don't know. We like being adventurous. We like kind of integrating with the local culture. And we're going to Artsakh, and it's our favorite.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. And I'm actually looking forward to it. It's Sarkis's birthday, actually.
Oh, happy birthday, Sarkis.
Happy birthday, Sarkis.
Yeah. He says thank you. And since it's spring and it's kind of muddy, we're not going to go to some places.
Sure.
We're going to try other new places that we haven't been, because there's so many. So
don't go too far. You might get bullets flying.
I hope not, right?
Yeah. Don't venture off too far there.
Well, from what I hear, it's pretty secure right now.
Oh, yeah. God bless our boys.
Let's try not. Yeah, really. They do so much. Yeah. They really do.
See, so Artsakh Army, we're always thinking about you guys out there, too. We love you.
You know, I'm going to tell them that if I run across any of them.
Yeah.
Because they'll be really, really happy to hear that.
Put on our show. We just gave our Artsakh Army God bless, and thank you for everything you guys are doing out there.
Absolutely. And I know this isn't really relevant, but I just read that there was like 25 Azeri people from this village that were being so oppressed by the government in Azerbaijan.
They
took out white flags and they wanted to cross to the Armenian side to seek asylum.
Right, right.
Risking their lives even, you know, because...
So what's going to happen with that?
And the Azeri army took them in, and we don't know what happened to them after that. Mm-hmm. And this happened in Nakhichevan as well, too. So it's really tragic that the people feel that way about their government. And it's like they're really unsafe. And the fact that they want to come to the Armenian side, like, that means a lot, you know?
It really does. It really does. And anyone out there in this world that's oppressed by governments and so forth, God bless all of you as well, and you know, our prayers are with you guys.
And this state of Georgia in the U.S. recognized Artsakh Nagorno-Karabakh this week, so that's pretty something to celebrate.
They're
talking
it as
about
a
it
state or country, right? They just recognized it.
Yeah, the state recognizes it, which it's not the country, but it's a state. It's a step.
Oh, our state of Georgia.
State of Georgia. Yeah.
You know, I was thinking the Georgia above Armenia. God damn it! Yeah. I was thinking that Georgia. No big deal.
They also have Abkhazia, another recognized territory. It's like the Artsakh of Georgia over there. in a way, but
I'm sure a lot of people stopped in the streets of Atlanta for this big occasion.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yes. All right. Yeah. Well, you guys are going to Artsakh. Enjoy yourselves, and maybe put the podcast on and listen to a whole show on your way up there.
Yeah, a lot of people are trying to learn English here, and so I'm really directing them to listen to the podcast.
Nice.
So it's
believe I'm so happy with our show because every day you're seeing 100 downloads here, 120 there, 150 there. I mean, every day people are listening to our show.
Wow.
It's so beautiful. It's so
That's
beautiful. Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah, and it's a lot of people from Armenia, a lot of people from United States, Russia. So we are definitely popular
out
there.
Well, it's really you guys that are making it happen, honestly.
No, it's us. It's us, Ani.
It's everybody.
You're part of this team.
Two shirts.
You're part of this team. You and Mariam are great. And you guys have a great weekend, you and Sarkis, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, Ani. You know what? It's always great to have Ani on, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, the energy, healing
Armenia.
I
get the vibe through the phone.
Oh, there's no question about it. There's no question about it. And, you know, I got some news here. And our next guest, you know, our Mariam.
Yep.
Well, I got to tell you a little bit about it. But, hey, Mariam, how are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Good morning. And, Mariam, I got to tell you, before we go any further, I did your bamya recipe there, your okra, and I brought it to my man Chris.
I benefited from it. Yeah, yes. I got the benefits of it. It was amazing.
Hey, how was the meat in there, Chris?
It was so tender and good. I really loved it.
That's great. That's great. And
I'm
glad
the recipe worked, actually, and because it should work because I did it in my kitchen 1,000 times before I actually put it on that.
And that, my friends, was from cooking with my Armenian family. And we had the book open right there, and I went with it, and it was delicious. So
yeah, and as you mentioned, with pilaf, it would be actually 10 times better because that's what we eat it with, right?
Know.
Pilaf, yeah. And I'm going to give you a recipe today for pilaf.
Oh, excellent.
There you have it.
That is one thing my wife makes very well, the pilaf, but I'm horrible with the pilaf, so this is great. Now I get to bring you the bamya and the pilaf there, Chris.
I cannot complain.
All right, Mariam, fire away with the pilaf.
The pilaf. Well, this is called a red pilaf, and everybody makes it a little bit different from, like, I know, you know, people from Iran, like Armenians from Iran make it differently, and Armenians from Beirut, they make it differently. My grandmother, she made it with bell peppers and tomatoes and sometimes a tomato sauce.
Okay.
And she had with meat and without meat. And this is a bulgur pilaf.
This is bulgur pilaf.
If you're familiar with bulgur, you're familiar with bulgur, you know, they will use it in...
I have never had that in red, so this is something new for me here.
Yeah, you can do either rice or bulgur. My grandmother made it with bulgur. And bulgur is actually cracked wheat, and they do different sizes usually. What they do, they harvest it, they boil it, they dry it, and then they crack the wheat, and they have different sizes, 1, 2, 3, and I believe there's a 4, too. And the pilaf one is actually 2 or 3. Actually, 2 is fine. It's 3 that they use. So my grandmother would take the bell peppers. She would cut it, and then tomatoes, you know, peel it, or she could, if the tomatoes were not in season, she would use the sauce. And then she would put in a clarified butter, and she would cook that. And then once that's cooked, she would put stock or water, it's your preference. And then once that comes to the boil, she adds the bulgur. And bulgur does not have to cook too long because, like I said, it's already boiled and it's already dried. It just pretty much hydrating.
Okay.
So just add add 1 cup of the bulgur in there, and then if you have enough water, and then cover it up just like rice. And once it's evaporated the water, then you have the pilaf. So you kind of fluff it with the fork, and what my grandmother did at the end, but I know you don't have to do it, she would melt butter. And then she'd brown it a little bit, and then she would just kind of drizzle it all over, and then she would cover it.
Right.
And that was so amazing.
I think you do have to do that.
Yeah, and The meat one is, I have it in a book. It's the recipe, and it's with quail. Anybody who has the book will see how it's done. It's not too different from it, but that's how it's done. Wow. Oh, I forgot the onion. There is onion in there, too.
Chopped onions, right?
Chopped onions, yeah.
Yeah. You know what? When you were saying this, Mariam, you know what I was thinking of? I went to an Armenian's house, and he had some barbecue. Chris, this was delicious because they put the bulgur on the bottom of this lamb chops that they had on top, and the lamb chop juice would just flow down to the bottom of the pan here to where the bulgur is, and it was made with the lamb chop or the lamb juice. It was unbelievable. It was one of the most delicious bulgurs I've ever had.
Yeah. So it's actually
I got
very
myself
good for
hungry.
You too.
I'm starving. Yeah. This always happens.
It always happens with you, Mariam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's in a book. You guys can try it. But this recipe is so simple. Anyone can make it. Believe me. You just have to follow the steps. And then I'll post it on my website. On my page as well. And so everyone else can see it.
And what site is that, Mariam? Give a little plug out. Give a little shout out about your site.
It's Cooking with My Armenian Family.
You can't go wrong with that, my friends.
Facebook really easily. Just enter that into the search bar.
And I tell you what, I went with her recipe with the bamya, and it was like reliving with my mom there when she cooked it. And I had to share it with you, Chris. I'm glad you liked it, too.
I really, really enjoyed it.
Well, we could thank Mariam and her book, Cooking with My Armenian Family. What do you got going for yourself and the family this weekend, Mariam?
Well, tonight, actually, the girls are getting together, and then over the weekend, it's the soccer, and we have a science fair to go to for my son.
Oh, beautiful.
It's, a lot of stuff going
busy
on.
Busy schedule. Can't go wrong with that. All right,
what
Mariam.
What about you guys?
Oh, well, you know me, I'm going to be laying around the house, really.
I'm with you on that one.
No, I actually have a draft, a baseball draft, and then I'm headed out of town Sunday down to Florida. We may have some advertisement for our Armenian show.
Ah, look
so
at that.
So kind of excited Perfect. About that. So we'll be in Florida, and hopefully we'll get some deals done. And that's what we got going. I can't be laying around.
Yeah, and you know what?
That's perfect.
Yeah, I think we ought to say, if they're, you know, we have a huge Armenian listenership and following. If you're an Armenian business out there, you know, we're having discussions with a bunch of others, and you have interest in sponsoring the show, just hit us up at info@armeniaproud.com. We'd love to have a discussion with you.
Look how this plug worked
out. Like that?
That's perfect. And well, I will spread the word around.
Yeah. All right, Mariam. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
See you later.
You too. Hey, Chris, isn't it great always having Mariam? I mean, she's always given us some great recipes, man.
Yeah, I will say I was on the benefiting end from this last week.
This one worked out for all of us. Yep. I'm telling you, folks, her book's great. And you can find her book. Look how this one works out.
Yeah, look at that.
On Amazon. She sells the book on Amazon. And before you go to Amazon, you got to go to our site first, armeniaproud.com. Click on armeniaproud.com and Amazon is right there on the right-hand side. Just a click away. You don't have to do anything more with our site. You just go straight into Amazon, shop what you want, and boom, we get credit for it, my friends. You can't go wrong with that. That's Amazon at armeniaproud.com.
And, you know, I was actually hanging out over the weekend. I don't mean to go off on a side story here, but I was hanging out over the weekend, and I was listening to this awesome, awesome audiobook.
Those are great, aren't they?
And they are. And so this is actually one that I got like a year and a half ago. However, the same guy who wrote this book, he wrote a follow-up book, and I didn't have it. And I finished hearing this one again. I thought, you know what? I would really love to hear that book. Uh-huh. So I went to our website, you know, go to our own website, armeniaproud.com.
Yeah.
Okay. On the right-hand side of the page, the same way Amazon is, there's an Audible banner. Audibletrial.com/Armenia is also a way to get there. And I used it, and I had the book instantly. I saved on it. I got a free trial.
It's really easy.
I got to listen to my book. I got to help the show. And it's easy for all of you to do it, too. I highly recommend, if you're not listening to audiobooks,
They are amazing. And if you like a podcast, mm-hmm. you're going to like an audiobook. So
you know what? I picked out a book. I picked out an audiobook on the screenwriting. And just to help me out, you know, we got that other thing going
yep,
on, too.
Absolutely.
And I tell you what, the damn thing was horrible. That's the one thing about it, guys. You know, you don't like it. You're not going to have a book sitting around the corner or on top of the fridge or anything like that. It's gone. It's gone.
It's gone.
You
yeah.
never have to
no,
see it again.
You never have to see it again.
But it's great stuff, and that's definitely a site that you folks have to go check out as well.
And you can find that at audibletrial.com/Armenia.
Well, that's our show for this week, Chris. What a great show we had again.
That was a really, really good show.
Yeah.
Some more good food.
Our people are great. Our guests are great. And it's only getting better, guys. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back with you next week. Genatsit Kisher Party, and be safe out there.
Tune in next week for another episode of
Genatsit Hayed,
A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabenjian. You can find the show online at armeniaproud.com or download and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. Plus, join the conversation on social media at facebook.com/ArmeniaProud or at ArmeniaProud on Twitter. Get all of the Lineup Media Group shows at lineupmediagroup.com. Oh.